We'd like to do a lengthy little piece now, which we call The Electric Chair.
No, don't put me in that chair. Don't burn me. I don't want to fry. I'm innocent, please.
You want to knock off the clown and warden?
I'll tell you. This is some setup you got down here, George. For my first trip down here, you're just about ready for the condemned.
Just hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Hey, he's been reprieved three times.
Look, if you got any complaints, you see the shop steward,
okay.
All right?
Okay. I'm going to bring him in. We're running behind. We got to be
All right. Bring him in.
This looks like a very dangerous chair. How many volts is that?
20,000.
Wow. Is it on or off?
It's off.
Don't touch it, you moron. Hit yourself, you nitwit. Bring in the condemned. Step lively.
Darkness,
a little late for that, isn't it, my friend? Oh, chaplain, I'm sorry. Is this the condemned? Mother. You are the condemned. Do you have any final words?
I'd like to talk to you, warden.
Fine, that's why I'm here.
Would you sit down?
Yes. Wait a minute! You're a wise guy. Comfort me, chaplain.
I wouldn't fear the electric chair, my son.
Why not, chaplain?
Why should I? I don't have to sit in it.
Oh, see that? You're getting lines like that from him all morning. I don't know who this joker is, but I don't want him. He's not the regular chaplain.
You are not the regular chaplain?
No, I'm from Clergy Temporaries.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You know, rent a reverend.
Oh, yes, the temporary help people.
Right.
You were over here a month ago cleaning out our oil heater, weren't you?
Yes,
you did a smashing job.
Right.
We have some typing coming up at the end of the month.
Come on, let's burn this banana and get
all
out
right.
of here.
Here. Are you looking for trouble? Well, you've come to the right place. This is going to go on your record.
Yeah, well, you can also put on my record that I'm innocent.
Innocent? Gentlemen of the press, wake them up in the press room, please. Gentlemen, we're not here for our own amusement. We're up here for yours. Now, please pay attention. This man claims he's innocent. We know indeed he's guilty. The evening of February 15th, he stole a rope, broke and entered a house,
it's
took eight innocent people.
It's a lie.
He bound them.
It's
he
a
gagged
lie.
Them. He
it's
beat...
a lie. It's a no good dirty
it's a lie.
I never stole that rope.
Oh, sit down.
Sit down.
You don't appreciate what we've done for you. We have had to put a lot of strings to get you in here by midnight.
Got you in under the wire.
Indeed. Oh, come on. Here. This is a very important occasion in your life. You're the last man to be executed in this chair. Beginning tomorrow, capital punishment is being outlawed here. Starting tomorrow, this room will be a handball court.
This room is going to be a handball court?
Do you play handball?
Yes, I
do.
Oh,
well, George and I get a little doubles game going on Saturday.
Well, could
Why
I get
you
in
find a partner? How about that?
I won't.
Oh, you won't be here. Nevertheless, this is a very memorable evening in your life, as I said. And here, to share this occasion with you, is a mystery voice from your past. A voice of someone who is very near and dear to you. Someone in whose arms you shared many loving and tender moments.
My old soulmate, Harry.
No. It's someone who knew you quite well. Someone who called you Pebbles. Because you were too small-time to be called Rocky. Come in, mystery voice from the past.
Pebbles, I can't tell you how much I've missed you since you've been gone.
Sounds like Harry.
Oh, will you stop it with Harry? It's your wife, soon to be your widow, and a very lovely widow she's going to be. Thelma Forbush, come on out, Thelma.
Oh,
how are you?
I've
worked so much.
My pleasure to call you.
Is it all right?
Hey, Roboroso, let's barbecue this banana
all
and get
right.
out of here.
Chaplain, don't I know you from some... You sold me the aluminum siding last week.
Right, is it holding up all right?
It's gorgeous, just gorgeous.
Can we get on with this, huh? What are you complaining about? This poor man has to drive back to New Jersey tonight. Chaplain, please, we're trying to execute a man. Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd step out to my truck and get us all some coffee.
Oh, do you have the concession? Good thought. I'll have a black with two sugars.
Black with
regular.
Two sugar. Regular.
Yeah. Light with sweet and low.
Light with sweet and low. Mm-hmm. And I guess you want yours to go.
Come on, smile. The world's not coming to an end.
Come on, warden. After 12 o'clock is overtime.
That's right. We have a deadline. We don't have time for coffee here. I'm sorry.
Honey.
Yes, dear.
Not you,
yes,
warden.
Dear. Yes, dear.
I brought my camera. I'd like a couple of pictures of the condemned while he's going.
Good thinking. Use a very quick exposure, though. He lights up like a Christmas tree.
Oh,
you cut it out, warden, huh? Oh, I know someone who didn't have their nap today. They're a little cranky. And they're trying to ruin our P-A-R-T-Y. Well, you're not going to do it. You're not going to spoil this evening for the rest of us.
Self, self, self.
Now, where were we? Oh, Chaplain, I'd like to call upon you. What is your name?
Charlie.
Charlie the Chaplain.
You devil.
I bet it isn't. Is it? Is it?
It's Charlie the Chaplain.
Well, Charles, could you say a short prayer for the condemned?
Yes, I suppose I could say a short prayer.
Wouldn't be too tough for you, huh, Chaplain?
Oh. Sticks and stones.
Ring, 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 ring.
There's the telephone. That could be only one man. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. Yes, Governor.
It's the Governor.
The Governor.
Shh.
What? No, we've not pulled the switch. Yes, you're in time, of course. Well, this is wonderful news. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll tell him immediately. Thank you for calling.
What'd he say?
He wants $200 worth of aluminum siding for his summer home.
Oh,
yes, you've got
great.
The contract.
Did he say anything else?
Of course, he wants it by the 1st of June.
I'll
he
get it right out there in the morning.
Trip. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, where were we, Chaplain, with the prayer?
Oh, the prayer.
Let's get this
right.
over.
All right. Sugar bowls, salt shaker. Here he goes to meet his maker.
Wait a minute, this may be a trick. Is this your idea of a joke?
Please, what am I doing?
Turn it off. Get out of the chair. Out. I'm going to sit in it. Turn it on. What's this, a tingle? Is that all? Are we going to tingle the man to death?
It's the ground. Spit on his ass.
There's a lady.
Well, you got to get some ground. Put water on his ass.
Come on, let's get out of here. You're right. We should have been out of here hours ago. You think this is pleasant for us? We're stuck with the paperwork. It's getting later in the night. This time, let's hope we get it right.
Oh, wow! Look at him. Come on!
Nothing compared to the electricity I'll show you afterwards. Here, drive you back to town.
You certainly can.
May we touch the body?
Yeah.
All right, let's get him back.
I was only
four. Get out!
That's not fair.
Thank you. A little bit of silliness about capital punishment. Okay.